What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I am Teron Davenport, your host here with another edition of your daily Eagles podcast. We're brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to go to SeatGeek, download the app, and use the promo code LOEAGLES, save $20. Get a $20 rebate on your next order. What we're going to do today is get right into this Doriel Green Beckham conversation, and we're on the heels of the deal having been made, and the Eagles were able to acquire a guy with plenty of upside. There are obviously some issues that have to be ironed out, but I think it's a good trade for the Eagles, and what they're able to do is bring a guy aboard that gives them so many options as far as what they could do using him in the slot, using him outside. So let's look at the way that he could help the team just from the slot position. And one of the things I've always liked to do when I'm looking at receivers, especially bigger guys, is put them in the slot. I like to see the power slot. That's what I call them. And we have a big guy like Green Beckham, 6'5", 237 pounds. Guy has a 33-inch vertical, 4.49 speed. I mean, you could do a lot with him. If you allow him to run that post, you give him that seam route, you know, once he's able to beat the DB and kind of stack him and get down that seam, I mean, that's a big target for the quarterback to throw to. And that's what quarterbacks like. They like a guy who gives them a huge catching radius, and that's what Green Beckham gives them. I mean, we're talking about 32-inch arms. So the guy's got very long arms. He's tall, and he's just a big body. He squares those numbers up to the receiver or to the quarterback and just gives him a nice target to throw to. And when you have a guy like that, all you got to do, you just get it in his area, and he's going to make the play for you. And that's the major thing about a guy like Green Beckham. He gives you a big target. He's a security blanket, so to speak. And the Eagles have done a lot to work that short passing game. And that's another way that you could use Beckham in the slant, you know, from the slot position in the red zone, you know, line him up outside and let him run that slant, get his body, use that big body, that big frame to create separation. And that just gives them another target in the red zone. And I mean, it's more or less, he has a two-way go. You line him up outside, not right there at the numbers, but you know, just a shade inside, and you let him run that slant. You know, he'll give that move outside and then rip back inside to avoid the jam and get that positioning. And Bradford, he's accurate, so he could deliver that ball to him in position, let him catch it, break a tackle, and score. At the same time, he could give that hard move inside after you're working the slants over and over again. The DB, it's going to be natural for him to, you know, overcompensate for the inside. So now you make a move inside, the DB is going to go inside with you, and then you just swim back outside, run that back shoulder fade or just a quick fade, and you just let him go up and get it. Like I said, 33-inch vertical, so you add that to the 6'5 frame, and that's bigger than most defensive backs, and it's harder for most defensive backs to cover. So Green Beckham, he brings a lot to the table. Those are a couple ways that he could be used. And the thing is, when you look at him, you're not seeing that burner. I mean, because he's so tall and he has those strides, you don't realize that he has 4.49 40 speed. The guy averaged over 17 yards a catch as a rookie, and that was sixth in the NFL and led all rookie receivers. So the ability is there. You just got to get the ball to him. He's one of those guys that it seems to me like you have to get him involved early. And because there's consistency issues, because there's motivational or effort issues, those are the type of guys you have to get the ball to right away. Get them a couple touches, you know, kind of whet their appetite, so to speak, and get them involved in the game plan immediately. And that's what you'll see the Eagles do. Doug Peterson, he said it a couple times, you know, about his big frame. And he just said he's looking forward to getting him acclimated into the offense. Beckham is going to travel with the Eagles to Pittsburgh. He came in yesterday. And the Eagles, I believe, are leaving on Wednesday, and which is today. And that's he's going to ride with them. So it's going to be a good thing in that he could go ahead and get acclimated to the team, you know, kind of hang out with the guys a little bit, no pressure type of situation. And it's good for him. It's good for him. He already has a relationship with Nelson Aguilar, has one with Jordan Matthews as well. You know, they both played in the SEC. And Missouri versus Vanderbilt, those were the days. And Beckham, you know, the baggage part is there, but he wasn't charged with any type of crime. He was accused of pushing a woman down the steps. Now, granted, I mean, that's something that is, you don't take that lightly. You definitely don't take it lightly, but the guy was kicked out of school. He couldn't go play for Oklahoma. He was able to practice with them, and he practiced with them. And I think that's remarkable. Knowing that you can't play, you're still practicing with the team, giving them a really good look on scout team. So you have to recognize that and give him credit for that. And the guy, I mean, he has a rough story. You know, he was adopted by a coach, and he's a guy that just he went through it, you know. And now he's in the league, and this is a second opportunity for him. And you just kind of wonder, okay, what was it that allowed the Titans to trade him? I mean, they just drafted the guy last year with the 40th overall pick, and it just seemed like they were going to be able to marry him and Marcus Mariota and have that be, along with Delanie Walker and Kendall Wright, you know, that would be their young weapons with, you know, to go with their rookie quarterback who had a lot of promise in Mariota. But Tajae Sharpe out of Massachusetts came in and just more or less took over. I mean, it's rare that a fifth-round pick rookie will beat out a guy that's a second-round pick in his second year, you know, a high second. But that's what happened. And it's funny because a lot of guys were saying, or analysts, so to speak, were saying, you know, Tajae Sharpe is not going to – he's a Canadian League guy because his hands aren't big. I tell you, it's not like he just – all of a sudden had his hands shrink. He just, it's what he's had to work with throughout his life, and he's made it work. So Tajae Sharpe is really the reason why Beckham has been traded. You know, the Titans, they were looking for a receiver in Beckham, but they got the one that they actually wanted, and that the one that they were looking for in Sharpe. And Sharpe's got a concussion, I believe so, or he avoided the concussion after the game. So it's just very interesting, the timing. You got Sharpe, who may be out, and you know that would have given them an opportunity to work Dorial Green-Beckham into the scheme a little bit more and get him some time in the second preseason game, but it never happened, and as a result, he's going to skip that preseason game. I would expect to see him against the Colts the following week, but once he gets here and he's in practice and they got him a one-on-one, you know, that's going to be another way for guys like Eric Rowe, Jalen Mills, and Nolan Carroll. You know, these guys are going to be able to, Leotis McKelvin, they'll be able to, you know, go against Green Beckham and benefit from going against a guy that big and that fast. And it's just one of those things where iron sharpens iron. Now, when you look at the numbers that Green Beckham has put up, again, we mentioned the fact that he had he averaged 17 yards per carry or reception. He does carry the football, by the way, but and that was 32 receptions, 549, 17.2 per reception, and 4 touchdowns. What you have to wonder is how come the touchdowns were only at 4, and I think that's really subject to some bad quarterback play while Mariota was out, so that definitely didn't help. But You look at what he did this past year. I mean, those 17 yards, that shows that he can stretch the football field. And everybody gets so caught up in a guy being a 4-2, high 4-2, a low 4-3, and he's automatically a burner. No, that's not always the case. A guy like Beckham, again, you're looking at 4-4-9, but His big body is always an advantage. And then on top of that, that back shoulder throw is always there. And that's why he averaged 17.2 yards a catch. I mean, because he's a legitimate big play receiver. That game against Jacksonville was really one to watch. You'll see him, I believe that was, that was his best game. He had over 100 yards, and one of them was a long touchdown he caught in the same scenario I mentioned as a power slot. He was able to, you know, run that quick post, and he caught that football, delivered a hit to the safety, trucked him, and bounced off of the hit and raced to the end zone. And those are the plays that you'll want to see from Green Beckham, and those are the plays that you will see. Now it's time to talk a little bit about some of the other things that he brings to the table. But before we do that, we're going to present our SeatGeek. And buying tickets online for sports and concert, it's a confusing process, and it's been that way for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show that you want to go to. Thing is, none of these older sites are doing anything to change it. And that's where SeatGeek comes in. They're different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. SeatGeek is always the place I go to for tickets for a game or concert. I have the app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look at tickets for the Drake concert. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports fans and music fans like you and I. You guys, my listeners, will be able to get a $20 rebate by using the promo code LOEAGLES. Just use that at checkout and you'll get a $20 rebate. SeatGeek, they do all the price comparison for you. They search multiple ticket sites. They ensure that you get the best possible deal. All you do is save time and money. They do the work. Any SeatGeek opportunity to purchase with them, you just go to the site. Download the app. Either way, when you go to make the purchase, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and enter that promo code that we said, LOEAGLES, Eagles. That's for you guys, my listeners. $20 rebate just for you. So just looking at some of the other things that Beckham brings to the table, he's a guy that could block down the field for you also. You look at that big frame, you know, all he has to do is just get in the way of the defensive backs and he'll make it happen. So there's a lot of things that he brings for this offense. I'm not saying that he's better than every receiver on the Eagles. I'm not saying that, because you still got a guy in Jordan Matthews that could definitely, you know, get you 80 catches, you know, get you 1,000 yards. So he's not going to come in here and be the best receiver that the Eagles have, but he'll come in and be a very reliable option. Now, I think Nelson Aguilar is still a guy to watch out for also. But when you look at just the overall roster, I did a roster projection, and I had the Eagles carrying six receivers. Well, you bring Beckham into the picture, now there's seven guys. The six I had was Reuben Randle, Chris Givens, Jordan Matthews, Josh Huff, Nelson Aguilar, and Paul Turner, who out of the slot position and even outside, he gives you a lot. So one of those guys are probably going to be the odd man out. If not two, you have to wonder if this is a move that's kind of like an indictment on Reuben Randle. There's been, you know, a lot of disappointment because of the routes that he was running, the way he was running them. They don't lose too much money. I think it's less than $1 million if they were to release him. So that's very much a possibility. Should that happen? No, I'm not saying it should happen. But the thing is, now there's even more competition at the receiver position. You got some guys like Marcus Johnson and Caleb Jones who are going to get released probably, but they're very talented receivers. So Green Beckham, you put him in the picture, and that gives you a lot of options. And I think it's going to be interesting. He's not going to play tomorrow against the Steelers, but that third preseason game, that's when you'll really be able to see. Camp, training camp is closed, so we won't see him in practice and be able to give you reports. But I think it's going to be a good situation for the Eagles offense. Trading away Dennis Kelly for a guy like Green Beckham was an excellent deal. It's one the Eagles should have made. that's the show. Just sit down here and talk some shop with you. We had to go over the Green Beckham thing because it was a major acquisition for them. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, Locked On Eagles, on Audio Boom. Check the workout on the USA Today via the Eagles Wire. It's the eagleswire.usatoday.com. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. We are out of here. Talk to you soon.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.